This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the security forces have achieved major success towards building a Naxal-free Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the Central Reserve Police Force, Special Operations Group of Odisha and Chhattisgarh Police have neutralized 14 Naxalites in a joint operation along the Odisha-Chhattisgarh border. He added that the joint effort of the government and the security forces will make India Naxal-free. Meanwhile, our correspondent reports that the operation was conducted in the border areas of Garyabans district of Chhattisgarh and Nuapara district of Odisha. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the Kulhari Ghat Reserve Forest area, a joint interstate operation was launched by a joint team of Chhattisgarh and Odisha police and CRPF personnel. Intermittent exchange of fire between security forces and Maoists continued for the last 24 hours. All 14 bodies have been recovered from the spot. A large quantity of arms and ammunition was recovered by security forces. A massive search operation is underway in the area. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of his predecessor Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House last night. The 47th U.S. president ordered a crackdown on immigration and withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement and World Health Organization. In the executive order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the WHO's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms.
We paid $500 million to World Health when I was here, and I terminated. China, with 1.4 billion people, we have 325. They were paying $39 million, we were paying $500 million. It seemed a little unfair to me. So that wasn't the reason, but I dropped out. They offered me to come back for $39 million. In theory, it should be less than that, but pretty sad, though. Think of it. China pays $39 million, and we pay $500 million. And China's a bigger country.
Outlining the orders, President Trump said his topmost priority is to declare a national emergency along the U.S. southern border with Mexico to curb immigration. He said all illegal entry will immediately be halted and will begin the process of returning millions of criminal aliens back to places from which they came. The first executive order he signed was for ending work from home for federal employees. President Trump also officially ended the automatic citizenship of children born in the U.S. to non-citizen parents. It says for a child born in the U.S. to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident or green card holder, or a member of the U.S. military. The Republican leader was sworn in as the 47th President of the United States in Washington, D.C. last evening, taking the oath of office for a second term. J.D. Vance took oath as the vice president. At 40, Vance became the 50th vice president and the third youngest in U.S. history. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today held bilateral talks with Belgian Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Bernard Quintin in Brussels. Both leaders acknowledged Belgium's significant reliance on foreign trade and India's dynamic growing economy as key factors for leveraging mutual opportunities. The campaign for the 70-member Delhi Assembly election is in full swing. Candidates in the fray and star campaigners from different political parties are holding roadshows, rallies, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns to woo the voters. BJP today released the second part of the Sankalp Patra for Delhi Assembly elections. Addressing media, senior BJP leader Anurag Thakur promised to give financial assistance of 15,000 rupees to the youth of Delhi for competitive examinations. He said the party will provide free education from KG to PG for the needy students in government educational institutions. Mr. Thakur added that stipend of 1,000 rupees per month will be given to scheduled caste students under the Dr. B.R. Ambedkar stipend scheme for pursuing technical and professional courses. And with that, we end this news bulletin.